and he can gut its funding and staff, as you pointed out. Already, he has ended the department's tracking of book bans, right? Effectively giving states a green light to erase history. The American Library Association has documented over 4,200 book titles that were banned in 2023 and over 1,000 more last year, right? And so a staggering like 60% of these books are children's books featuring characters of color. They've been banning books like the Ruby Bridges story, Miles, the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel about the Holocaust, books about Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement. And this isn't about protecting children. We know that dismantling the Department of Education is really about imposing what Professor Henry Giroux has called the violence of organized forgetting, right? Erasing history and replacing knowledge with state-based propaganda. And I'll just say, if the order is successful, if he's able to either gut or completely abolish the Department of Education, it would end some $18 billion in Title I funding, which provides crucial support to high poverty schools like many that I've taught in throughout the country. I began teaching in Washington, D.C., and I would pass the White House on my way to school in Anacostia in one of the most impoverished neighborhoods. And my Title I school had a hole in the ceiling of my classroom, and it would just rain in. The rain destroyed the first project I ever assigned as a teacher before the kids could even present it. And that's why the schools desperately need this funding that he is getting ready to gut, as well as students with accommodations, IEP plans. Special education funding is crucial, some $15 billion from the Department of Education goes to that. This isn't education reform plan. This is really educational arson that he's proposed.
And explain, Jesse, who is his nominee, Linda McMahon?
I mean, it is breathtaking. She fits the profile of so many of his appointees in that she is completely unqualified, very little background in education. She was a CEO for WWE Wrestling, and like many of his nominees, is also under investigation for allowing sexual assault to run rampant in her organization. She would be a disaster for the public schools in this country. We need someone with a real vision for what the public schools can be and for keeping our children safe, not another privatizer.
Jesse Hagopian, we want to thank you for being with us. We're going to do part two of this conversation and post it online at democracynow.org. Jesse is a high school teacher in Seattle, Washington. His new book is called Teach Truth, the Struggle for Anti-Racist Education. And before we end this segment, do you think your book, Teach Truth, the Struggle for Anti-Racist Education, will be allowed to be taught in the public schools of the United States?
Well, with the rampant book banning, I'm worried about that. But I hope that educators take a look at it, because this is really a story about how they're trying to revive the worst of the McCarthy era, the Red Scare and the Lavender Scare, to attack teachers who teach the truth about U.S. history, about Black history, about Indigenous history, about trans history and LGBTQ plus history. And we need these lessons desperately.
And we're going to talk about them in part two of this discussion. Jesse Hagopian rhymes with utopian. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along.
Learn how to use strong passwords at cisa.gov/secure-our-world.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody. I am Mando Richard, and I welcome you to another thrilling episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. We've got a Liquored Up set, we've got a folk rock set, we've got our gospel set at the end. Man, we got a lot of stuff to cover. Let's go ahead and get started with a Liquored Up song I know is a favorite of several listeners, including Maggie from Michigan. Here we go, Della May and Bourbon Hound.
Why don't you swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing, baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Bourbon Hound. Well, Jefferson will set you up right, Booker takes you home for the night, a little buffalo trays and my feet are off the ground. And now I'm dancing with. Why don't you swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing, baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Bourbon Hound.
listen here, I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Now I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, so please serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. For trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Now my woman, she started me on the spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's to the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon. Takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band. And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
Thank you. Last night he came to see me. Last night he smiled on me. Tonight he smiles on the whiskey jug. Likes liquor better than me.
Thank you.
you tell you're listening to Hawk as a Mule in the background? This is Watch House, performing live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on the 13th of July, 2022. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell about our Liquor Up set on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. Back at the beginning of the program, we began with Della May doing Bourbon Hound from their 2019 EP, The Butcher Shop. Then we went back to about 1963 for Amos Milburn doing One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. That came out on the Motown label. Then after the PSA, you heard from the Hush Puppies doing Likes Liquor Better Than Me. And finally, we heard Kate Wolf joined by David West on the harmony vocals doing Tequila and Me, a sad song from her 1976 record Back Roads. Kate Wolf, Tequila and Me. Andrew Marlin and everyone in Watch House gets done with Hawk as a Mule. You're going to hear Sloan Wainwright covering one of my favorite Phil Oak songs.
Stains on the floor. Show. in the country or whether I'm in the town, my old guitar is near me. Whether I'm up or down,
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on.
I'm rolling on. I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on.
this show eclectic enough for you yet? You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. Let me tell you about that last set of music. We are up with Sloan Wainwright doing a 2008 cover of Phil Oakes' There But For Fortune from her album Rediscovery. Then we heard Big Walter Horton along with Carrie Bell doing Have Mercy. And it came out originally on the Alligator label, I think in the 1990s. I have it on a compilation from Alligator called, 25 Years of Alligator. Then we heard Mark Graham, Jerry Gallagher, and Bill Meyer. Yes, Mark Graham, another harmonica player, doing Rolling On from the American Fogies Volume 2. That came out in 1996. Then guess what? Still yet another harmonica player, Fabrizio Poggi, joined Guy Davis for Hooray, Hooray, These Women Are Killing Me from their 2017 record. Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, doing tribute to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. And in the background right now, you're listening to the Medusa Quartet play a Turkish melody called Hijaz Mandira from their EP Medusa, which came out in 2023. And if you're listening in Pittsburgh, they will be appearing for Calliope House on Friday the 31st. And if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, check them out. They're pretty amazing. Let's go back to Medusa. Next, we've got a couple of tracks from bizarre artists that I played recently, and their music had a lot of positive response. First up will be a track from the Snake Oil Medicine Show, and then a track from Spitin' Divel.
Nothing is bad and nothing is good. gonna be a hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight. There's gonna be a hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight. Oh, come and go with me down in old town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight.
Trot the bases round. Skinny kid from Alabama, all the way to Cooperstown. Yes, by God, he had a hammer, and it thundered at the plate with his hitting and his heart. Took his place among the great, and on both sides of the chalk, his long life shone. Today, Henry Louis Aaron made it home. When you put away the uniform and the glory days are done, all the stats are final, who do you become? Do you live there in the past, or do you heed the future's call? Be proud to know you spend your whole life swinging for the wall. God said, figure in the lineup card. You know he likes to fit it. Blue and Eddie at the corners, Jack and Ernie up the middle. Satchel Paige is on the hill tonight. Josh Gibson mans the plate. Swan and Seaver in the bullpen. Young and Christie have to wait. There's a DH up in heaven. The Bambino gets the call. Clemente take their places at the wall. He sees a new name on the roster, and with a smile so bright, turns to the rookie, says, Hank, you started right. Yes, by God, he had a hammer, and it thundered at the plate with his hitting and his heart, with his place among the great, and on both sides of the chalk, his long life shone. Day Henry Louis Aaron made it home, and on both sides of the chalk his long life shone. Today Henry Louis Aaron made it home.
Here's a song I wrote, I think, in March. The chorus came first and everything else kind of followed. I think it's about the effects of fear in the big city anymore, even in the small towns, on the behavior of one young woman. She's waiting in the rain. She's taking a commuter train. She's wearing a beret. Always wanted just to look that way. She appreciates the thought. As you help her with the bag she brought, she extends a little smile as she looks at you across the aisle. But gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. Say a prayer for the souls of the fallen and the last of the good straight girls. She winces when the people cuss. She's reading from a book that she needed for a class she took. She puts a marker in the spine as we're crossing over city line. As she steps down on the street, there's a man she didn't plan to meet. How gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. Say a prayer for the souls of the fallen and the last of the good straight girls. And you say, did the gentle women go? And you say, where, oh, where is the town I used to know? And you say, why is it slipping out of sight? Is there something in the night? She bought a secondhand Ford, doesn't bother with the bus no more. She rolls the windows up tight when she's waiting at the traffic light through the bulletproof glass. She buys a paper and a tank of gas. Does she seem a little scared? Well, she's always gotta be prepared. How gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. It's keys in hand and a gun in the pocket of the last of the good straight girls. So say goodbye to your Dairy Queen soda and your Eisenhower shiny world. Say a prayer for the souls of the fallen and the dead. Good straight girls.
is skating on a river that's been frozen since December. He's a soldier on a river off to war. And he just received his orders. They're in his pocket with his quarters, but they never cut his leave like this before. He skated nights when he was younger, though he always knew the danger. But it seems so much is here and gone so soon. And his buddies know he's crazy, but they'll meet him by the bridge. And he has the light of more than half a moon. Well, the ice talks to the river, and the geese talk to themselves. Will they fly all night if there's no place to land? A place to land is open water, and open water he can't use when it's hard enough to find a place to stand. When the ice gives in beneath you, you know it changes how you dream, and you will never be the same. Someone whose face he'll never see. He always knew he'd be a soldier since his parents could remember. Now he's skating down this temporary road. He is skating on a river that's been frozen since December. He's a soldier on a river off to war.
Background, you're listening to Lauren Sheehan and Greg Clark, their band, doing the Carroll County Blues from her 2011 record, Rose City Ramble. That'll be the musical bed while I tell you about that set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program. Back at the beginning of the set, because I had positive response from playing them the past month, you heard from the Snake Oil Medicine Show doing Heat Death of the Universe from their 1997 record, Snake Oil Medicine Show. And then Spuyten Duyvil, spelled S-P-U-Y-T-E-N-D-U-Y-V-I-L, gave us a medley of Hot Time in the Old Town and Preaching on the Old Campground from their 2015 record, The Social Music Hour, Volume 1. And then John McCutcheon, from his most recent record, Field of Stars, gave us The Hammer, a story about Hank Aaron. And it sure is cold and miserable here as we're getting towards the end of January, as I'm broadcasting this on WRCT. It might be February by the time you hear it, wherever you live. But anytime you hear a baseball song, it reminds you pitchers and catchers are reporting soon, and spring will be here. Yes, John McCutcheon, The Hammer, a song about Hank Aaron. And then we heard Susan Warner do Last of the Good Straight Girls back in 1993, live at the Tin Angel in Philly. And then you heard the track that introduced me to John Gorka, Temporary Road. And, you know, I ride, take a bus and go by the rivers and I see them frozen solid. Reminds me of this song, John and Gorka's Temporary Road. And that was from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, Volume 5, Number 8, Detours, that came out in 1991. Back to Lauren Sheehan. Stick around, we've got more great music coming up after the station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM. McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe... just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
On January 21st of 2025, the last surviving member of the band passed away. Garth Hudson, the accordionist, pianist, organist. Give me something else to play, would you? Yeah, just a fantastic member of the band. Anyway, he was the last surviving member of the band, and he just passed away, as I said, on January 21st. So the first two tracks will be by the band, and the third one will be a Bob Dylan song with the band backing them up. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with us the band.